First of all, you know, Toledo's a really good football team, and I knew it, you know, coming in. He's done a great job. They have good players. They can run. They're disciplined. They're tough. They're well coached. Everything that I said after the Florida game was true, and obviously it was a battle, and you know, fortunately at the end of the third quarter, the fourth quarter, we did the things necessary to pull away and sat on the ball the last 5 minutes, which we call 4 minute offense, and the defense didn't get the. We had to put our defense back on the field. So a lot of things happened in that game. And so, you know, just very fortunate we got to win. The thing I talked to our football team about is improving and getting better each and every week. You know, don't be doing the same mistakes week one that you did week two and three. And that's something that we got to do a good job coaching to hopefully get that done.
Why was Toledo so effective in the screen game?
Because we weren't covering it very good. And if I had an answer for it, pal, I'd have fixed that a lot quicker than what we did. They did a great job, and what they do, and a lot of good teams do that. If they find out we're getting our run support, when our run support's not getting up and we're not getting to it, and guess what we're going to see, you know, from Indiana, I guarantee you. I mean, that's what you do. And so, obviously, we got to work on that. And EJ Gaines is a little bit dinged up. I think he's going to be okay, but he's a little bit dinged up. And I think, you know, that they kind of went at him a little bit. You know, we know he's a great player, but no, there's no question about it. We had a lot of trouble with that perimeter part. We call it perimeter run support. And those screens are like sweeps, same thing. And we had trouble with it. And obviously, we got to work to get it better. Well, I thought we really did a good job. And, you know, you were the same game I was. And we had the ball with 4 minutes, I think, and 30 seconds left. We had held in the third quarter, held the ball for three plays. That's all we had. You know, we had the interception with a penalty. And they kicked him, and we had a kick from our 20, and they had a great returner, and our coverage was very poor, and they went right back to 25, flipped. But at the end, you know, I think what we did is we just try to slow the game down and block well and protect and run block well and we call it 4 minute offense. We worked on it during 2 days, and it was nice to see that work and not having to see our guys, our defense go back in the field. Yeah, and you know what? There's a couple times too when you know he's a competitor, you know, and if we're struggling a little bit, you know, he can do that. He's capable. You know, he's got to pick the right moments and the right time. And if you're saying I'm not doing a very good job of handling that, you're probably right.
I wasn't saying that. Thoughts on Andrew's targeting ejection?
I have to see it. You know, supposedly, and this is the first time it's happened to us. It's critical play because, you know, he's a real good player and he's out the first half of our Indiana game. And so I don't know if there's an appeal process. I don't think there is. I think they make a decision that on the field up in the press box. You know, bottom line is you can't hit above the shoulders. You can't hit near the shoulder line here. You can't do it. And you know, he's on my team. He's a great kid. He would never try to hurt anybody. But we got to protect the game. We got to protect kids. And so that's hurt. And then Control Brothers got hurt. He didn't play. So our starting two linebackers, almost the whole second half, didn't even play. So you know, we had to adjust and go. But we'll look at that. You know, go through the process and see what it is. And you know, obviously we'll show it to our team and learn from it. But those are obviously real, real big plays. You know, you probably have a better feel for it than I do. I didn't really get a chance to see it. No, you can't. They automatically do that. That's automatically locked in. You get the 15-yard penalty regardless, and then any time after they can say, okay, Les, you can put that guy back in the game. Well, obviously they never said that. So they and again, you all probably saw it. You know, you can tell me.
Explain your decision to put
Matty Mott in the game at that point. We decided we're going to put him in the first series in second quarter. Let him play. And we'll probably do that, continue to do that, let him get some playing time. I don't think he got a whole lot of help when he was in there, but you know, it's good for him to get out there and get going, and I think he's a good player, and so we most likely will continue that. We make that decision every Thursday.
How about the play Marcus Golden made for you with the pressure?
Yeah, a great play, wasn't it? And then I was real upset because they said he put the ball down, he put his hands in the air, and I don't know. I have to look at it. I have to see what it is. You know, we do what's right. And if it was wrong, obviously, you know, and it's a discipline issue, and you know, act like you've been there before, you know, and you end up hurting the team because we kick off from the 20-yard line instead of kick it in the end zone like we did every single time almost. Now we kick it from the 20, and the ball gets back to 25. They score 4 plays later, and it's a wash.
Do
But it was a huge momentum play, a great play by him. We just got to learn from that. That's discipline. That's if that's the case. Well, I might look at it and say, this is not a very good call. So you know, we don't grade a player down if it's a poor call by an official. That's how we handle it.
How does your game plan change when you get hot days like you had today?
Well, I don't know. It was hot for everybody out there. You know, our defense, you know, that third quarter, they were out there a long time. You know, the good news is when he intercepted that ball, the bad news is the defense had to go right back out in the field. And so you just have to play through it. I mean, it's hot, and you got to do it. And you know, some guys got sick, and they battled through, but they did too. You know, we're both out there in the same environment.
Coach, you had six chances in the red zone, came away with five scores. That's an area you've struggled with the past. In the past, what do you think worked well for you today in that regard?
Well, I think we're doing a little bit better. I think we're mixing things up a little bit more. But you know, we still have to. You know, offensively, I think we can be a lot more consistent. A lot more consistent, and so we gotta, you know, gotta see where we're, you know, going with that. Max Copeland, you know, has a high ankle sprain, so he limped around in the third or fourth quarter a little bit. So you know, we're kind of getting some of those things. Hopefully, we get healed up. But we work real hard in the red zone, and we're trying to get better at it and get more efficient. And I think we got making a good football team. We just got to clean a lot of little things up. I'm impressed for you. I mean, it was interesting. Well, it's just, you know, there's a lot of things we're not doing either. You know, you have the game plan only so much. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, have some, you know, within our offense, have several different things we can do and bring game to game. And so that, it worked out pretty good.
Gary, it was on 4th and 3 in the fourth quarter, you initially sent the punt team out, then there was a review and you changed your mind. What was kind of going through your head there?
Well, you know, we thought that he'd bobbled it, then got possession of it. You know, we had two drop balls right there, right in that drive. You all know that. I mean, and both were bobbles, and so so we were waiting. And I'm talking to Dave Steckel, and I got Coach Henson both line. And I don't know if I want to put him on the field again. You know, they're tired out a little bit. I think we get to. And thank you for asking, because generally, you guys never ask that unless we wouldn't have made it. And that would have been the first one if they'd have gone out and score after that. And you know, it worked, so it was a good call. I just didn't want it with 3 yards. You know, I talked to Steck, you know, we're going to give you the football right here in the 40-yard line, wherever exactly what it was. And or do you want to, you know, and that can happen. And he, you know, we'll talk about that and make a decision. I said, go for it. And we made it, so it was a good call. And they're always good, and that's true. My business, when you make those kind of calls, they're good calls if they work. And I understand that. Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the biggest thing to do is when we're doing things to stop ourselves, you know, on both sides of the football, and then, you know, they probably say that same thing themselves. But you know, I think, you know, we just, you know, you got to keep getting better, keep improving, and that's the most important thing. I mean, you know, if you can stay healthy and get better, and I think that's kind of the rallying cry that I have to do with our football team, because I think we have the makings of a good team, but we've got to get better. James is playing like you expect a fourth-year player to play. You know, took command of the game, made great throws, did a lot of good things out there, and you know, we got to think there's a lot of things in place. We just got to get it together and do a better job coaching.
Coach, what's the Ernst Baden? What's his status?
He planted on his I forget, his left or right knee. Foot, and he tore his ACL. It was non-contact. Just one of those things that happened. He'll have surgery next week. And unfortunately, it's because he was a redshirt sophomore playing really well. He's a big corner, as you guys all know. That he's a real big corner, but it's unfortunate for him. And you know, the good news is he was playing well. We know we got a player now. This guy's going to be a good player for us. And you know, he's going to have the surgery next week and get him back and get him going. I think so. I think everything's a concern. You know, I agree with that. I mean, I think they did some good things to try to take away some of our running game, and they left a lot of to throw the football, just throw it every down. You know, you count how many people are in a box, or they have so many people in a box, you throw the football, and that's what we did early. And you still want to run the ball, but they're sitting there saying, you know, throw it. You know, we're not going to let you. We're going to do everything we can to get an extra guy in there, so you don't. So we outnumber you in there, and that's what they did. And you know, first couple of drives, we made throws and did this kind of things. But we want to get the running game in, so we got to do some things, you know, to make sure we can run the ball and run the ball better.
What about, you said Gaines got dinged up and Brothers was hurt. What any?
I don't know the extent of that. I don't know. Max Copeland has a high ankle sprain. I'm not sure where they're at. You know, we'll have to get injury report tomorrow and see where we're at. Good news is we got a week now, so an extra week. Yeah. No, he's got a real strong. He's a very talented guy. You know, we all know that. Shoot, you remember his sophomore year and heck of a sophomore year he had for, you know, being a first-year starter. And so it's just great to see him play like that's what he's been playing. You know, the one ball, he threw an interception, it slipped out of his hand. The guy's wide open. He just missed the ball, and it slipped out and slid the wrong way, obviously. Gave them good field position. It was inside the 50, I believe. And so, you know, I would coach him that is just can't, you know, the ball can't slip. So, you know, you got to be responsible for the football. But for the most part, I think he's making a lot of good decisions, a lot of good throws, and I think we got a lot of things in place. I think we got to, to me, offensively, kind of like we got to put it all together. You know, got to put it all together, and that's just through, you know, coaching and planning and certainly in execution. No, I don't know. I'd have to look at that. So, you know, we'd like to have more. I agree. So we'd have to look at that a little bit. I think, when it gets hot out there, you know, and you're in there fourth down, third and fourth, you know, those kind of things, it gets difficult. But, you know, I think we expect more, you know, and we'll have to look at it. So those are the same things we're looking at, too. Okay, thank you very much.